News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03. And now that we are in a Tuesday and Thursday routine of our visits with local health officials, we bring in Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Well, you had quite a day yesterday in front of the Riley County Commission / Riley County Board of Health. And tell us a little bit about how that process went yesterday.
Yeah, so yesterday at the Board of County Commission meeting, we had a work session discussing Order Number 18. So I had them review a draft of what I had Order Number 18 look like, and we kind of reviewed that. Of course, K-State Athletics was there to answer any questions. We also wanted to review their plan moving forward and how that fits, how that all comes together, and how that affects Order Number 18. So Order 18 is in effect as of today, and it will stay in effect until rescinded or amended, so there's no end date on that. There are a few minor changes, including some clarifications and definition modifications, but the biggest change is that the Board of Health yesterday did decide to remove the restrictions on large venues, meaning those venues are now able to open as long as they have a plan in place, and that plan has been reviewed and approved by the command staff at the EOC. And this was after many conversations and a lengthy discussion yesterday with many questions directed to KSU Athletics. And after reviewing their plan and they were able to answer all of those questions, that was when the decision was made to remove that from the order.
Okay. Well, lots to talk about yesterday, I know, and you know, it wasn't just about football, but with bars and restaurants, I know that there was a tremendous amount of concern that had been exhibited by some, including Mayor Yusha Reddy, with regard to how things are being handled with some bar and restaurant entities, and here was our first citation that was issued as well.
Yeah, so I know RCPD was very busy over the weekend, really just kind of making sure that, you know, things in Aggieville and other places, not just Aggieville, but things mm-hmm. were going okay, that everyone was moving about safely. You know, we want people to get out and to have a good time and to continue their lives, but we just want it to happen safely. And so I think RCPD was working to, you know, help educate people in general, but also those business managers and owners, and make sure that everyone was going about their day safely.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about numbers. You reported five new cases, or is it six, over the weekend? No recoveries, and we still have a couple of folks hospitalized. Bring us up to date on some local numbers here.
Sure. So we did have a relatively quiet weekend as far as numbers. We had five more positives over the weekend. That puts us at a total of 500 confirmed cases here in Riley County. And out of those, 125 are considered active cases. We have had 370 recover, and hopefully we'll have some more recoveries to report this week. We do have 97 tests pending. We've had a total of 5,409 negative tests in the county so far. Now, we currently have two COVID positive patients in the hospital with no PUIs at this time. And we have seen a pretty significant decrease in our percent positivity here in the county. Last week, we were at a 3.58%. The week before, we were at about a 5%. So we do have that percent positivity chart available on our website. So if you'd like to visit RileyCountyKS.gov, click on the coronavirus link, and it's there with all of the other data and news on that website.
Some precautions that you would encourage some of our most recent inhabitants of Manhattan and Kansas State University. Still got to keep that mask wearing active.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know it's very different, you know, depending on what county you came from or what state you came from, but just make yourself aware of what's going on here in our county. Here in the city of Manhattan, we do have a mask mandate, so we do require everyone to wear a mask in public places when you're inside or when you're outside and you're not able to maintain 6 feet of social distance. And also, of course, you know, you should always be making sure that you're avoiding crowded places, making sure that you stay away from other people as much as you can. Monitor for symptoms. If you have any symptoms at all, please stay home. Or if you have symptoms that you think might be in line with the COVID-19 symptoms, you can always call our screening line, and that is 785-323-6400.
Julie Gibbs is the Riley County Health Department Director, and she's bringing us up to date on a number of COVID-related items here this morning on News Radio KMAN. Julie, do you converse with some of your colleagues that are in other college towns, like in Lawrence or in Ames, that maybe a similar populations?
Yeah, I do. I've actually been in close contact with the local health officer in Douglas County. We've been talking back and forth about what KU athletics are doing with their stadiums and their other sports to make sure we're kind of in line with them. I also have another discussion on the calendar today with Jason Kennedy in Ellis County to discuss what they're doing out there. So, yeah, it's an ongoing conversation that I'm having with other local health officers, and especially here in our region. I'm in constant contact with the local health officers in Pottawatomie County and Geary County to make sure I'm aware of what's happening in those counties as well.
Okay. I know that there are a number of efforts. In fact, there's one in the Northview community coming up Thursday. Are you going to start seeing some more of these testing opportunities in neighborhoods in the community?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that we will. We're working with KDHE to put on a free testing this Thursday. That's at Vineyard Church, 2400 Casement Road. That will be only on Thursday. No appointment necessary. You don't have to have symptoms. You can just drive through. There's also a free meal that will be available. That will be from 8 to 10 a.m., again, from 12 to 2 p.m., and then again from 4 to 7 p.m. And again, that's in the Northview area, Vineyard Church, and you can just come through and get tested. So hopefully we'll have more of those opportunities available in the future.
Anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
Just hope everyone has a great day, and remember to wear your mask when you're out.
And masks are still available at the United Way, the Conzie United Way building in Colony Square.
Absolutely. Yep. They'll be available today and on Thursday. You can go pick one up anytime from noon to three.
Are you still getting quite a few calls on your screening line?
We are, yes. We get quite a few calls, questions and concerns, and we encourage you to call, or you can always email us at RileyCountyCOVID19@gmail.com.
Julie Gibbs, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you again Thursday morning here at News Radio KMAN.
All right. Thanks, Dave.